You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded up by 75 points or 0.33% at 22,834, indicating a positive opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Wednesday. Previously on Tuesday, the NSE Nifty 50 ended down by 23.55 points or 0.10% to settle at 22,642.75, while the BSE dropped 58.80 points or 0.08% to 74,683.70. The stocks to watch out for today includes Paytm, Lupin, ICICI Prudential, Shyam Metalics, Exide Industries, Avenue Supermarts, Protean eGov Technologies, Paisalo Digital and Ratan India Power. Up next, private weather forecaster SkyMet has predicted normal monsoon rainfall during June-September this year after below monsoon and patchy rains witnessed last year. This augurs well for the agriculture sector, which saw 4.4% annual decline in output in 2023-24 crop year July-June after steady rise witnessed for six straight years. Robust monsoon could also have a positive impact on rural consumption demand, which has regained tepid for several quarters and is believed to be on the cusp of a revival. The IMD is likely to announce its first forecast for this year's monsoon in the next couple of days. Rainfall in the forthcoming monsoon season is likely to be 102% of the benchmark long-period average LPA, with an average error margin of plus minus 5%, SkyMet stated. Moving on, state's capital expenditure likely rose by a third on year in the first 11 months of 2023-24, compared with the 12% rise in the year-ago period, aided by their robust revenue growth and the center's interest-free capex loans. A review of the finances of 18 states, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal, Andhra Pradesh, Haryana, Karnataka, Kerala, Maharashtra, Odisha, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand, Telangana, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand and Himachal Pradesh by FE showed that their capex in April-February of FY24 was up 33% on year at Rs 4.8 trillion. Besides front-loaded tax devolution, interest-free loans from the centre helped the states increase their capex. In April-February of FY24, the centre provided around Rs 95,000 crore in 50-year interest-free loans to all states for asset creation. In another development, foreign portfolio investors have increased their stake in Paytm by nearly 2.5% or over 15 million shares in January-March, the company said on Tuesday. Currently, the shareholding of FPI stands at 20.2%. The shareholding of foreign direct investors fell to 60% as on March 31st from 66% a quarter ago. The shareholding of SVF India Holdings Cayman, a SoftBank India entity, fell by 5% to 1.40% as on March 31st. Mutual funds have increased their stake by 1.17% to 6.15% in the March quarter, led by investment from Mirae Mutual Fund and Nippon India Mutual Fund. As a result, domestic institutional investors witnessed an increase in stake by 0.79% to 6.86%. Meanwhile, the Rs 5 trillion domestic fast-moving consumer goods market still faces hurdles on its path to complete recovery from the current slowdown, conversations with industry executives and sector analysts indicate. This is despite a bullish picture that market research agency Nielsen IQ, which tracks branded retail sales and FMCG, has presented for the March 2024 quarter. Data sourced from the industry, Nielsen IQ has pointed to a rural recovery in the three-month period between December 2023 and February 2024, saying that rural markets have outperformed urban markets by 150 to 200 basis points in terms of volume growth. However, figures for the month of March 2024 have not yet been released. In other news, with the IMD projecting a hot summer with above-normal temperatures and an above-normal number of heat wave days from March to May, all precautions have been taken to ensure the current summer doesn't see serious power outages, government sources say. Experts see demand for power this year to be significantly higher on year. Peak demand in 2024-25 is expected to grow by 67% from 243 gigawatt in FY24. To ensure availability of electricity and be able to meet the summer power demand projected at 260 gigawatts, the Power Ministry has taken several measures, including the extension of Section 11 of the Electricity Act 2003 till September, guiding all imported coal-based power plants to operate and generate power to their full capacity, and expedition of new capacities. Lastly, Highway construction in the just concluded financial year FY24 touched 12,349 kilometers, clocking the second best performance ever, but fell short of the aspirational target of 13,814 kilometers, a senior official said. Though the target was missed, the highway building in 2023-24 was up 20% as compared to 2022-23. The previous peak was recorded in 2021-22 when 13,327 kilometers of highways were built. Construction speed that year was aided by less traffic on roads due to COVID-related lockdowns. Of the total construction in FY24, 9,642 kilometers came through lane augmentation and 2,707 through strengthening. In FY21, about 4,900 kilometers had come from strengthening and 8,427 kilometers was from lane augmentation. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian stories and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.